Good morning. Happy New Year. How's the year going for you so far? Etchy ketchy. About the same as 2014. You know, it's amazing that we see the new year as it's sort of a visual thing that we have about starting fresh and starting new. And I know that traditionally people have their New Year's resolutions. And they take a pledge on New Year's Eve, says that this year I will do this, or this year I will do that. Now, most of the times, these New Year's resolutions are geared at ourselves. They're very, very selfish, very egocentric. In other words, I will lose weight, I will make money, I will do this, I will get up, I will exercise, I will do this. It says it's all about us. And most of the times, it falls flat. I mean, that's sort of the funny part of New Year's resolution. Because, you know, sometimes we have fantasies of what we would like to do. When if we really think about it, it's absolutely impossible. I mean, some people, they want to get a body like a model, male or female. Okay? But their body just isn't made that way. Hey, our bodies just are made the way they're made. Everybody's a little different. We can't be one of these things that everybody is advertising on TV. But that's one of the things we want to do. So we, our resolution, and better put, our fantasy resolution is that that's what we're going to do. Well, it's a fantasy. It can't come true. There's no way in the world that that resolution can come true. And there's other fantasies that we have. You know, in our lives, we have and we should have dreams, or we should have a vision of the future and of where we want to go. This is a hope. This is a goal. This is what keeps us on track during the year and throughout our lives, as we continue towards a certain vision or a certain goal. This vision and this goal needs to be realistic. Sometimes we allow in our lives our fantasies to destroy our dream and our vision because we're working so hard to get that is not attainable that we go through life and we don't attain those things that we could have. The goal of every Christian should be the kingdom of heaven. And I know that during our lives, sometimes this is a clear goal and sometimes it's not such a clear goal. But the fantasies of every human being are different with every human being. The fantasies are unattainable because even if we attain it, we cannot keep it. Everything is temporary. Whatever we do in this life, whatever we accomplish in this life, ends. So the fantasies are really worthless. However, the dream and the goal of the kingdom is priceless. So when we make our New Year's resolutions, I say, forget about I'm going to quit eating chocolate and all of this other stuff. Just focus on Christ. Focus on the kingdom. And say, I'm going to try to focus a little better on the kingdom. I'm going to try to make my life more in gear with the life of Jesus Christ. I want to be more like Jesus was. I don't want to be like some model on TV. That's foolishness. By the way, have you ever seen some of the models of the 50s and the 60s recently? Okay. Well, their fantasies are being blown away. However, if they have the goals of the kingdom, then we will see them when we enter the kingdom as well, all as beautiful creatures as created by God. So don't invest things in this life. Don't put your efforts in the worldliness. Put your efforts in the future, the true future, the true goal of every Christian towards the kingdom. Invest in the kingdom. That way, it is a real investment. That way, it will really happen. And when it happens, it is permanent. Whereas all of the other New Year's resolutions is foolishness. Think of it. Isn't it foolish? If I could really do that, how long would it last? I mean, until the worms eat me. Until the worms feast on us. That's how long it lasts. It doesn't matter who we are. In this life, it doesn't matter what our status is. It doesn't matter how much we make. It doesn't matter how we dress. It doesn't matter. It says there's no New Year's resolution of that type of this world that is not foolishness. So make your investment in the future. Make your New Year's resolution a resolution of life, of true life, of eternal life. Focus on the kingdom. Make that your goal, and you will not be disappointed, and you will be rewarded, and it will come true. So don't be disappointed. Be rewarded with your New Year's resolution.